your voice and praise amen song, sing and be happy today.
Let the church say amen. Amen. Once again, God has allowed the redeemed of the Lord to come back into his house just this one more time. And we should be eternally grateful. On this evening, if you will turn with me to the book of Numbers, the chapter is 27. And we will momentarily commence at verse number 18. I want to give thanks, first of all, to the Father on high, and also in regards to Brother Brown and the leadership for the confidence that I should stand before you on this evening. For it is because of the goodness and the love of God that we are able to do anything from one minute to the next. And it is he that we should give thanks, glory, and honor unto. In the book of Numbers, chapter 27, commencing at verse number 18. And your Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Moses, take thee Joshua, the son of Nun, a man in whom is the Spirit, and lay thy hand upon him, and set him before Eleazar the priest, and before all the congregation, and give him a charge in their sight. And thou shalt put some of thine honor upon him, that all the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And he shall stand before Eleazar the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord. At his word shall they go out, and at his word they shall come in, both he and all the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. And Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and took Joshua and set him before Eleazar the priest and before all the congregation. And he laid his hands upon him and gave him a charge as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses." In the book of Deuteronomy, if you don't mind flipping over to chapter 31, Deuteronomy chapter 31, we will commence at verse number 1. And your Bible says, "And Moses went and spake these words unto Israel. And he said unto them, Israel, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, Thou shalt not go over this Jordan. And the Lord thy God, he will go over before you, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you." And in verse number 6, he tells Israel, he says, "Israel, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." And in verse number 7, Moses, he calls unto Joshua. And he called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel. Be strong and of a good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. When we revert back to Numbers chapter 27, it is Moses who had received a commandment from God to go to Joshua and to lay hands on him. Joshua was a man, no doubt, was after God's own heart, like David. As a matter of fact, it is written that Joshua, in verse number 18, was whom is the Spirit. And in verse number 20, God commands Moses to put hands upon him. And he did so that all of the congregation of the children of Israel may be obedient. And then when we look over to Deuteronomy chapter 31, Moses, he spake the words unto Israel, letting them know that now I have become an old man. But yet God has someone else in store who should lead you when I die. He tells Israel, Israel, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid. Why? For the Lord thy God, he will not fail you, nor will he forsake you. And Moses, telling Joshua the same thing. Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Why? For the Lord, he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Here we are, brothers and sisters, in a new year, the year of 2020. It is the second day of the second month. All of the holiday festivities of last year have now ended. The turkey, the stuffings, the sweet potato and pecan pie, Brother Mike, have all been consumed. The Christmas lights, the ornaments, the decorations, and the sleigh bells have been tucked neatly away into their storage containers until next season. Well wishes for a happy and prosperous new year are fading fast, but are well received. So, in preparation of this year, in preparation of 2020, resolutions are formulated and executed in hope of life's altering changes that will promote and ensure personal happiness and prosperity in the new year. And no doubt we're all looking for happiness and prosperity in a year that is of new. I want to talk to you just for a few moments, because I know many of you have another engagement that is pressing upon your mind, and I don't want to keep you from that no longer than necessary. However, we don't want to, or at least we want to be cautious in that we don't shortchange God's word for what man has to offer. Amen? Amen? Amen. So, Brother Brown, I guess that means I have all evening. want to talk to you for the few moments on the subject topic, true success and prosperity for God's child in 2020. True success and prosperity for God's child in 2020. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1. Joshua, he had just succeeded Moses in the leadership of the nation of Israel. Moses, he had led Israel for 40 years. And he had acquired the benefits of all wisdom and culture of Egypt that the king's household could provide. Moses, he was a seasoned, multi-talented man who walked closely with God. Joshua, by contrast, he was relatively untried. You might say that Joshua was a journeyman. Joshua was perhaps considered an apprentice, someone who was new on the scene and was still receiving OJT, that is, on-the-job training. He was assumed to take on a daunting responsibility in taking command of 2.5 million people. That is 2.5 million people that belonged to God. And no doubt among that 2.5 million people, there were many well-wishers for Joshua. No doubt there were many who had their own ideas about how Joshua should lead them. No doubt there were also many people that had all kinds of advice and formulas to help Joshua. But it was through God that Joshua gained comfort and assurance as God spoke directly to him, giving him the actual key of success. When we go to Joshua chapter 1, you flip over there with me. Joshua chapter 1, looking at verses number 1 through 5. The Bible states that now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, Joshua, and go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. And every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. And from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river and the river Euphrates, all of the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. And in verse number 5, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. God's promise to Joshua was that I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. And to my brothers and sisters on this evening, that is the same promise that God has made to each and every one of us who have been baptized into his name. For it's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse number 5, God, he has our back. He is coming with his wings of protection. For men change and the times change, but the God in which we serve, he changes not. True success and prosperity, when we look at the way that society looks at success and prosperity, they look at it and measure it by material gain. But true success and prosperity is not measured by material gain when you are a trusting child of God. For in the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, and verse number 7, the writer states that, "For we have brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out." True success and prosperity comes when we develop an intimate relationship with God. When we look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 15, we're reminded that we can achieve a relationship and a knowledge of God through studying to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Paul, he writes in the book of Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10, he says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. It is in the book of Psalm chapter 23 that David, he emphasizes that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. For he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me besides the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup, it runneth over. For surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Every shepherd knows his sheep, and every sheep knows the voice of his shepherd. But when we develop an intimate relationship with God, we can truly find joy and happiness within our lives. For even in the midst of our trials, even in the midst of our afflictions, even in the midst of our difficulties, we can find comfort. So on this evening, I want you to know, if you have been baptized into Christ and you have allowed God to be the ruler and the director of your life, that true success and prosperity, even in this year and the years beyond, all you need to do is trust him and come to know him. Have faith in him and watch your life grow to a higher level. When you come to know him, you can sing the song of praise as Paul and Silas sang at midnight. Remember that jail rock? Yeah. But that's only when you come to know him. And when you come to know him, he will fight your battles for you. When you come to know and trust him, he will feed and provide for you as he fed and provided for the 5,000. Again, many think that success and prosperity can be found in material goods. But Solomon, he takes transcript out of his life in order to help us to understand what true success and prosperity are all about. He begins in his letter in Ecclesiastes chapter 1 and at verse number 2. He begins by saying that vanity of vanities, for all is vanities. Solomon was one who had everything. He was one who had all that any man could ever ask or dream of. Striving after worldly pleasures, he was not satisfied. He had great wealth. He had built great houses. He had planted great vineyards, gardens, and orchards. He had made many pools of water. He had servants and maids, livestock, silver and gold. He had 700 wives. Now, I'm not too sure that is a good thing. He had 700 wives. You know, I did some, well, many of us have a problem with one wife. Now get this. 700 wives. That is one wife, a different wife, for each day of the year for almost 2 years. That's what he had. And some of you brothers may be about that, but he also had 300 concubines, but he was still not satisfied. He concluded by saying, true success and prosperity without a relationship with God is vanity. For real success and true prosperity can only be achieved when we give our lives totally to God. And when we'll serve him until death calls us from our labor unto reward. On this evening, the question is, have you fully given your life wholly unto God? Think about it. Have you truly given your life wholly unto God? If not, make the resolve this very moment so that you may experience true happiness and the prosperity that only God can provide. Perhaps you're with us on this evening and you have not been buried into Christ. Then the plea is that you will be like Paul. When Paul says, get to know him. Get to know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. And then so being made conformable unto his death. There's just one way. And there are only 5 steps. First of all, come by hearing, as recorded in the book of John, chapter 6, and verse number 45. Believe that which you've heard, as is written in book Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Repent of your sins, being godly sorrowful for those things that you've done contrary to God's will and his way, as you'll find in the book of Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3. Confess before this assembly that you believe Jesus Christ to be the Son of God, recorded in the book of Matthew chapter 10 and verse number 32. And complete your act of obedience, as recorded in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse number 38. If you really want to know the full joys, the full happiness and prosperity of living in the year of 2020 and beyond, we ask this evening, if you stand in either disposition, that you will take advantage of this opportunity by coming forward and acknowledging your request as we together stand singing the song of invitation.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed?